face.
How you know? I could be looking at some A.
That big ass Kool-Aid smile could have been showing up on your damn face, bro.
You're right. I mean, I could be looking at some booty. You worried about, you talking about, man.
So, man, what's the topic?
Oh, shit. Okay. Worst. Yeah, worst. I'm trying to read. Worst ways someone has broken girl code.
We don't need to be talking about that. Now, if Lady A was here, we dudes, man.
You're right, but it's a mixture. But a lot of them are the girl code ones. But they all involve, like, they're not all involving relationships, though, kind of, sort of. But I'm not going to do all of them because some of them are, I got eight. I have eight. Usually I have like 12 or whatever, but
okay.
But no, we'll do all of them. Not all of them are that long. But
how many are there?
I got eight.
Oh, okay. All
right. Usually I have like 12. But
all right, let's go.
But yeah, all right, y'all. This is Ron Wilson, celebrity bus driver. We finna get on the bus and talk about some women being treacherous.
I still don't agree if we should talk about this.
I'll do the guy code one too. Okay, I'll do that one too.
Well, why not just do the guy code?
we'll do it next time. Harden the cube this shit up. Why the fuck is my shit not doing nothing? Anyway, all right. Number one. Number one, she fucked. This girl fucked her sister's fiance while her sister had leukemia.
Man, what type of poor kid drama is this?
Cancer of the blood. That's what leukemia is.
I know what leukemia is.
I know. I'm telling that to the people who don't know. Who just got the smallest attention span. Don't want to look it up. Yeah. One thing I kind of learned about from talking to actual female friends and stuff, one thing I have learned about girl code is when a girl wants to break girl code and it's about a dude, it has to be him. It has to be him. Like that guy. It can't be him. It can't be like a lookalike. It can't be him adjacent. It's got to be him to make what? Yeah, like if, like, okay, I'll give you an example. This one's. Ooh, okay. Her best friend scissored her stepmom. They have a 46-year age. They have a 46-year age difference. Yes, I'm in therapy now.
46-year age difference?
Yes.
No. First of all, I don't know how the hell you had grandma open that shit up. Like, I don't know how you had grandma open that shit up and for her to just. What were you thinking? What was the plan? Like,
what was the motive?
Yeah, what was the plan? What was the motive? Why would you?
How good did stepmama look? I gotta know. She gotta look good. She gotta be a straight up gilf.
That sound like palm people activity.
This she gotta look good, man.
That sound like palm people activity. First of all, how old was the girl? 46 years age difference? 46 year age difference. Bro, that literally means if she is like 18 or 19 years old, this woman is pushing almost 60. So yes, 46 year age difference. No, I think she's a bit over 60. That's a 40 year age difference. How old was it? No, fuck that. I gotta know now. How old is the girl? How old is the girl who did the act? How old was this girl?
Her best friend. Oh, she's 25.
Yeah.
46 year age difference.
This woman is 71 years old.
Going in. It's still getting wet.
Who you it
still get wet.
What was the plan? What was the motive? Why would you do?
Like I said,
she took like the pins off.
Oh, hell yeah, she took the catheter off.
Oh my.
Ooh, he's a wrecking machine.
Oh, bullshit. What? Oh, I almost threw up in my mouth, man. What were you thinking?
All right.
What was the... I'm stuck. I'm stuck. I am stuck. She's 25. And the mama 71. And you... Who's doing the pushing? Who's bumping coochies?
Hey, they both up. She probably just had to let her lay there, dog. And she probably had to hold her leg up herself.
That sounds bad.
She probably had to hold her leg up herself.
The more you talk about it, the more it just sounds like this 25-year-old girl is taking advantage of this girl's mom. I'm not saying, you know, you 71, you old and decrepit. I'm sure there are some fine 71-year-olds walking around here. But the average.
71, you look, you know, you kind of, this skin kind of hanging, mama.
That's what I'm saying.
Like booty on the floor. Like, it ain't even.
I ain't say all that.
You hunched over and shit. You can't stand up straight.
All right, man. What's next?
She slept with my brother, even though she made me promise not to talk to hers.
I guess this is a signed agreement of, hey, I'm smashing your brother, but you can't smash mine.
Exactly. That's what happened.
Let's shake on.
Hell no. What? How you gonna fuck my brother? You told me not to fuck yours, bitch.
What is happening? What's up with these trifling ass? What? Why?
This let me know. Some of these let me know that women are evil and men are weak.
Next.
Anyway, my friend told my boyfriend that she taught her how to suck dick, and that she should be grateful. And then she proceeded to show him she could do it better.
I ain't got shit to say to that one. Next.
Weak. Whew, okay. My best friend. Oh, yeah. Okay. So this girl's best friend looked at the guy that she was talking to and said, hey, give me his number so I can see if he's a good guy for you. But then when she talked to him, she found out that he was also a good guy for her. And she became his side chick.
Apparently he ain't a good guy if he got a side chick.
He weak.
Like, apparently he ain't a good guy if he got a side
chick. He a good guy for either one of y'all.
No.
He said yes to her and also said yes to her best friend.
That man has lost his identity and just going in for the side mission.
Hold on, you gotta go. He need to go down a quest of discovery.
Exactly, he need to go down a quest of discovery because for one, if you're perfect for both the friend and the best friend, something wrong. Fuck that. You ain't that damn perfect.
Exactly. You ain't perfect at all, bitch. Ain't nothing special about you.
Yeah, over here talking about something you want side. Talking about something, oh, she's the side chick. Ain't y'all okay with that? Next.
Oh, okay. My ex fell asleep at my house. All right. So, homegirl is with her boyfriend. That's also, my homegirl is with her boyfriend, and her best friend is also there. Her best friend comes up to the room where both of them are sleeping in. She wakes up her best friend's boyfriend and says, hey, can you come sleep in the bed with me? I'm cold. And he just like, fuck it. And he went in the room and slept with her. like not fucked anything, but they slept in the same room together. They woke up. She goes to her best friend, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And then a home best friend is like, it's not like that. I just like having people sleep in the bed with me.
What type of audiobook is this?
No, these are people's
Nah,
stories.
fuck that. This coming straight out of an audiobook. I don't
Bruh.
care. I don't care. Listen. I'm not saying what you're saying is not true. I'm just saying this shit comes straight out of an audiobook. And I should know. I've heard a few. Some shits be fucking stupid. But that's not what I'm trying to listen to them for. FYI. So, yeah. This whole, I'm cold. Can you please come in and lay down with me? And the motherfucker, like, sure. The
Like,
fuck?
she ain't. Your girlfriend right here in the bed with you.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
Like,
what were you thinking? Next.
right. My best friend told my landlady to kick me out because I had just lost my job. Luckily, I had a nice landlady, and she warned her about me. The only reason she wanted me to get kicked out so she could move into my old apartment. Because she cannot afford her current apartment.
Why? Oh, hell no. No. I'll be square up right in front of the landlady's house. Square up. I don't give a fuck. I will fight you.
Didn't even lose her job. She that her friend lied.
I will fight you. This is not this like no bullshit. I will fight you. This is not up for discussion. I
You
will
want to
fight you.
you want to come here in my yard because you can't afford your yard?
What you trying to tell me is the reason. So what you trying to tell me is you looked at my shit and said, nice place, motherfucker. Would be good, would be bad if something really, really bad happened. I lost my job. Damn, that's crazy. Hey, landlady, she ain't got the rent for the month. But I got you on the down payment, the deposit, and everything. Just let me get that house. Let me get that room. Let me get that apartment.
That's your home girl.
And landlady, like, I thought y'all were thick as thieves. She was like, nah, fuck that bitch. I want the house. I want it.
That bathroom, nice.
Oh fuck! Why the fuck couldn't y'all just come together? Yeah, like that. And fucking get y'all own place together. But then again, I feel. But then again, with some type of shit that she did, that bitch is toxic. Next.
All right. My best friend, basically her best friend saw a guy that she was talking to online. So she went online, stole that dude's email address, started talking to him, and then now they dated for 2 years.
Huh? You stole his email address? You cyber hacking, bitch.
And she went and started talking to her best friend started talking to the guy that she was talking to, and then they got into a relationship and they dated for 2 years.
Okay, first of all, I'm sorry, but I'm so my best friend this, my best friend that. It ain't just a random ass person. It's your best friend. I feel like people just have a bad case of character. Can't, like, not a good guess of character, man. These people are horrible. Fucking ridiculous. Like, what is going on? I
Like
mean,
I
look,
said, it has to be him.
next.
Oh, okay. I'm kind of going all over the place, but okay. She's no, nah, that's it. That's it.
Oh, that's it? That's it?
It yeah. What do
Okay.
we
These people are fucking ridiculous. What the hell were you thinking?
I'm still, hey, we, st hey, but number one all the way
Shut the fuck up
is the
and shut the
stepmom.
fuck up, okay?
What? That's the one you.
What was the
The
plan?
name of this episode. What was the
Fuck was the plan? Who are you thinking?
What was. I don't
Did
know.
she have a fat ass or something? Like, what? Did she have grandma booty? Is that what's going on here? Did she
Yeah,
have southern grandma booty? Is that what's going on?
yeah,
The big booty auntie, you know, that like the,
yeah,
you know,
up
like the
under
cook
them, yeah, the
wearing the
booty up
house
with
shoes, wearing the house shoes with the back folded on the heel.
yeah,
Like,
yeah,
what?
and
Like,
the moo
yeah, in the muumuu, like it, I,
moo,
it, what you get?
that's how grandma stayed pregnant.
What are you? What are you? What? I can't. Nothing is making sense. Nothing is making sense in regards to this fucking story.
Hey.
Why? That's the first
So when you met,
why.
so we was friends when we was kids, and I had my stepmom was around. You was just looking at my stepmom and just waited till you were the appropriate age to say something. And then why did
She
your
is
boy?
71.
And why did Joe Brad and why did Joe stepmom agree to
Did she? With the way this sound, just sound
it?
like to me, the 25-year-old was like,
Oh, you gotta say something. Somebody got just a rickety bridge over a boiling lake of lava. That's what
know
this
what?
situation is.
I mean, hey, you know what? I'm gonna take these off.
Oh
And let me
God. Big ass panties. They just they go the bitch
hold that
you
leg up, bitch,
they
cause I'm
up
finna bump that coochie like hell.
there. Oh
And
God,
you gonna feel this.
it's gonna be metal everywhere.
Unless they decide
It's gonna be
never mind. What they use the strap on?
You can't mess up grandma walls like that. Them bitches
Man, I can't, what if it was grandma doing the bending?
is. Your pup's gonna be weak as hell.
We know? How the fuck we know? I don't know. Apparently, this 25-year-old knows something we don't. I don't know. Okay, but then again, I can't sit up here and just put all the blame on 25-year-old. I mean, shit. That woman was a grown ass consenting adult, and she was like, you know what? You got a fat ass too. Bend it over and put on the
What's
strap.
that? But then,
You see what I'm saying?
yeah,
What
but
is happening? What was the
it's something.
plan?
It's a
What
good
were you
time.
thinking?
It's good times.
I
This ain't good.
look, I
Anytime you need a payment.
listen, I understand that this is the severe, clear case of I'm here for a good time, not a long time. Like, what the hell? Was 71. You said the girl was 25 with a 46-year age gap. If not, now I gotta do my math right. 46 plus 25. 6 plus 5 is 11. Carry the 1. 4 plus 2 is 6. 1. 7. 71. Ooh.
I don't know, man.
That's it.
Grandma just gotta look. Stepmom just gotta look good.
Apparently she
Like,
didn't look.
she just got this. She just she gotta be like the one you we seen them grandmas online or whatever. Them black grandmas and black aunties. That's he's like that viral picture that was going around a couple years ago. That black lady. She was like, oh, I'm 55 years old, but she looked like. But she looked good as hell and
I
work
remember
out and
that.
shit.
I remember
Yeah,
that.
it
I
had to be
mean,
one of them. Just
well, for one, yeah, she's like 55 some years old, but that's because she ate out her own grown garden.
yeah.
Yeah, she ate out her own grown garden. So,
What is playing?
first, JoJo, please.
Hey, y'all, JoJo part one, man. Hey, man, remember that podcast we did last week, man? Yeah, I got to take it down, man.
Yeah, it did. Listen, y'all. So,
I got some theories.
okay, but first, let me go ahead and explain the situation because I was the main motherfucker. I'm not saying you didn't have to deal with it, but I was the main one. That was that one flip table. So, here's the thing, y'all. So, as y'all noticed, there was no podcast for
last week.
Yeah, there was no podcast for last week. Technically, there is. It's just everywhere else. It's not on YouTube.
Not on YouTube.
So if you want to go see the podcast, you know, if you want to go see the podcast on other platforms, you don't want to watch it on YouTube, hit the link in the description. We have that podcast. Now, mind you, I still have clips of the podcast because since it's available everywhere else, it makes all the sense in the world to still share it.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is that they removed it because Quiet on the Set, the docuseries, yeah. Quiet on the Set took our shit. I don't know why, because we can come up with a lot of speculation, a lot of theories, but I don't know why they took our shit down. But the main reason I'm thinking is you're a small channel. You have no type of backing, so you can't do shit about it. That is my main theory in regards. It's like, you're a small channel. You have no backing. You can't do anything about it. So we're taking it. Because the thing about it is, I don't know why you took it down. Because for one, we didn't use any footage from the show. We didn't use any footage. We didn't use any pictures. We didn't use nothing. We used what was in the fair rights use, just like how everybody else was using. Because the thing about it is, all I said was Round Breakers Podcast, Quiet on the Set, Dark Side of Kids TV. That's what I said. And the reason why I said it that way is because it was the focal point of the podcast. That was the main topic we stayed on. That was why I made it focused on that, because that was the main thing we talked about. Now, I understand you'd be like, oh, but you used our thumbnail. Everybody's using your fucking thumbnail. JD, The Breakfast Club, the Nazi Classified folks, Alexa Nicholas. Yeah. And that's four people I named off rip that used the same thumbnail that we use. Breakfast Club even went so far as to put the logo for fucking, the Discovery logo thing on theirs. All they did was just place the fast stamp on they shit. Whereas I posted our two icons, the title of Dragon Ball Sparking Zero, because we talked about that. And we talked about a lot of anime and gaming news, and it was over there too. The reason why Quiet on the Set was the main thing that was showing was because it was the focal point of the damn podcast. But I ain't about to rant on too long, because it's available everywhere else. So if you really want to hear it, then go to the link in the description, and you guys can go look at it through Anchor. Well, it's not Anchor anymore. It's called Spotify for Podcast. You can go look at it. You can go look at it for Spotify for Podcasters. You can go to the actual Spotify link. We're on Google Podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasts. So, yeah, like, no excuse whatsoever.
It's out here.
Yeah, it's out here. We out here. Like, y'all think I'm bullshitting, but no. We out here, and we got the whole thing. So keep a lookout on my TikTok, because clips will be coming. So, yeah, with that being said, what are your theories?
Well, one YouTuber, you might know him, that I watch a lot, is, I learned about a bunch of stuff that's going on in there. Omni. You know, Omni talked about the whole Quiet on the Set thing too, but his video also got taken down, then it got put back up, then it got age restricted, so it's still up, because he talks about a multitude of topics, right? He'll talk about like 7 to 8 things in one video, and his main stuff he get from his news is from Twitter. But I would not call that shit X. It will always forever be the Bird app. But Some people will say he, from his perspective, and from mine too, I agree with, is that sometimes you can, if you use thumbnail, can be, thumbnail is iffy, but I don't think it was the thumbnail for us and other people. I think because we just didn't flat out just put the whole freaking thing. It had Goku in the corner over there. Like it wasn't like that. So sometimes it can be the thumbnail to a degree, but I don't think it was for us. Sometimes it also can be like when you talk about, when you say people's like names When you say, when you describe a certain situation that happened, when you describe a certain situation that happened, when you say people's like certain names, when you know, somewhere some of the stuff is sort of explicit, it's kind of talking. Do you know when you see people talking about it, they kind of like dodge around. So they'll say stuff, but they'll put like certain implications in there, but they won't say what really happened. Yeah, that's also can play a part in it. Or also if you talk about it for like a long time, which also can play a part. It not can be won't be the whole thing, but that can play a part in it too. It's just that there's certain it just be certain small like intricacies that happen with that can go into it with it. But yeah, like yeah, we didn't but there are like he said before, there's a bunch of shit we didn't do. Like we didn't use no picture, we didn't use no clips, you know, we just spoke about because he watched it. My knowledge came from what my you know what my homegirl told me and like from clips that I saw and what other people were talking about. But yeah, those are like some of the certain like things that you know can go into it, like the part where you had talked about the whole like dude had like a whole stuff in the room here, all his little girl stuff that could play a part in it too. Where you talked about how like how in detail you was in all that part where you talked about how dude was sent a video to the girl, he was to her, like. Yeah, like he was masturbating to her and stuff like that. Like certain words like that
Listen,
can go into it.
man. I made the podcast age restricted. Okay, I said that this is not for kids. I
Yeah.
made the podcast. I always make the podcast age restricted because this podcast is not for children. We cuss a lot. Okay,
Yeah, fuck.
like Jesus, like I made I always like every time I upload the podcast. No, it's not made for kids. This podcast is not made for kids. We're just pushing it out there so we can let people know, hey, we make content too. But here's my thing, man. Everything I talked about in it is public information.
Everybody know.
Everybody knows it's public information. Now, if I was giving you some type of thing that was not said anywhere else, fine, take my video down. But everything I said is public information now. There is nothing that there was nothing that should have had you take our shit down. There was no reason for you to take it down, Warner Brothers. You better be lucky. I'm somewhat hyped for Multiverses to come back.
Yeah, right.
You better be lucky. I'm somewhat hyped for Multiverses to come back. But this still does not change the fact that there was no reason for you to take the video down. Because apparently, y'all watch us. Apparently. Because
Yeah,
how.
we up. How do we show up on your radar?
Exactly. How we show up on your radar? Apparently, you watch us. So, executive or whoever's watching and things of that nature.
Whatever robot.
Yeah, whatever, robot, AI watching us or whatever that type of nature. If you hearing this, you had no reason to take the video down. You had no reason to take the video down whatsoever. The video was there to literally spread information like how everybody else is doing. Spread information. That is what a podcast is for, whether it's entertainment. Whether it's entertainment, things of that nature, or just two people, or just two or more people sitting there talking, shooting the shit, it's still spreading information. Valid information that can be backed on the docuseries that you decided to stream. So, with that being said, whatever AI robot is watching, watch the video before you look at a title and think, oh, they're stealing our shit. We're not stealing your shit. Everything in that video besides the thumbnail was ours. That was our stuff. The logo, the pictures, the cameras, the microphone, the voices, the faces.
Yeah, everybody do that.
All of that was us. That was all us. The icon didn't belong to you. The little title thing didn't belong to you. The camera didn't belong to you. The background didn't belong to you. The microphone didn't belong to you. Our faces don't belong to you, and our voices don't belong to you. So what exactly did you take it down for because you said we used your content? So I'm not going to keep going because I don't want the same thing to happen to this podcast. So you know what? YouTube, I feel like you done goofed on this
one. Yeah, it sucked.
Yeah, so in all honesty, I'm trying to repair my relationship with your red ass. Like, seriously. But anyway, moving on. Let's go and move on.
All right, y'all, we're going to move on to JoJo Part 2, which is Rise of the Ronin getting hate.
Okay, so first of all, shout out to the homie, you know, Mr. Jones Review on TikTok. Big supporter, like real talk, like sometimes, like whenever he would come to my lives on TikTok, man, always show love. Follow him on Twitch. I follow him on TikTok as well. But those of y'all do not know, he the dude that always goes my honest opinion on such and such and things of that nature. He makes good content, good wholesome content. And he did a review of Rise of the Ronin. And the top comment was, Ghost of Tsushima is the best samurai game ever. Rise of the Ronin is shit.
Mama shit.
So I'm sitting, okay, so first and foremost, those of y'all do not know. Canonically, and what I mean by that is canon-wise, timeline-wise, Rise of the Ronin is technically a sequel to Ghost of Tsushima if we're looking at it timeline-wise. Because Ghost of Tsushima takes place in the 1200s, whereas Rise of the Ronin takes place in almost the late 1800s.
Yeah, they got guns.
Yeah, they got guns and stuff like that. So, and the thing about it is they both take place in Japan. And it also takes place in two very important parts of their history. In the late 1200s, it was the Mongol invasion. In the late 1800s, it was when Americans started to come to Japan and wanted to make trades with the Japanese. So, yeah, canonically, it is a sequel. But game-wise, it's not. They're their own thing.
Yeah,
Not to mention, it's made by two different companies who has two different legacies. Ghost of Tsushima is made by Sucker Punch. For those of y'all who don't know what Sucker Punch is known for, it's known for the Sly Cooper series and the Infamous series. And they made Ghost of Tsushima. Whereas Team Ninja are... What they're known for is the Dead or Alive series, the Ninja Gaiden series, the Neo series, the first Fire Emblem Warriors, and the first Legend of Zelda Hyrule Warriors, and the somewhat kind of similar game to Rise of the Ronin, Wulong Fallen Dynasty. Now, here's the thing. Stop comparing it to Ghost of Tsushima, okay? Stop it. Cut it out. Stop it. Stop comparing it to Ghost. In fact, stop comparing games to other games. Stop doing that shit. Okay? Rise of the Ronin will never be Ghost of Tsushima because Rise of the Ronin is not trying to be Ghost of Tsushima. Because you see what a lot of people... Because you see, and apparently people are also getting upset at the fact of, why didn't you tell us we couldn't customize our own characters in the trailers? Because in every... Because we seen trailers of Rise of the Ronin. Every single trailer we seen in Rise of the Ronin, we thought we was just going to be playing as this generic ass samurai.
Yeah.
But when I downloaded Rise of the Ronin and I played it, to my surprise, I'm like, oh shit, I customized my character. And you know what?
Now you play with two different people.
No, don't actually. You don't actually. Now technically you do, but you don't.
Oh yeah, because one of them, yeah.
Also spoilers. No. Also no.
But doesn't one of them, because both you, well, you make a sibling.
So here's the thing of Rise of the Ronin. you know, from what I've played. So, Rise of the Ronin, you are this, basically, you are this orphan. You and your siblings are orphans. But they don't even have to necessarily be your siblings. They could just be a friend. But yeah, you and your siblings are orphans. And y'all get adopted by this woman who's known as the Swordsmith. She trained y'all in becoming samurais. Now, y'all are a part of this thing known as Veiled Edge. And your sibling becomes your twin. Like in all honesty and fairness.
Yeah, because don't y'all get basically your village gets destroyed and y'all basically like the last survivors. Your village gets invaded and they're killing everybody. I'm like, holy shit. And that's when the woman like adopts y'all.
Mm-hmm.
After y'all run away.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. She adopts you and you become what is known as the Blade. You become a Veiled Edge. You have a twin. And they're known as your Blade Twin. Now, y'all go off. Now, the first thing y'all were tasked to do, the first thing y'all were tasked to do was, how should I put it? Yeah. The first thing y'all were tasked to do was to take out this dude who goes by a name, and I quote, Matthew Perry. You were supposed to take out this guy who goes by the name of Matthew Perry, who apparently is trying to sign a deed, but apparently he's trying to suck up Japan for all it's worth. And we didn't want to do that. So you go and you fight Matthew Perry, who's very formidable, mind you, the dude can fight. But when you were getting ready to kill Matthew Perry, this guy who goes by nothing name but the Blue Samurai, he fucks up both of us. And he says, so I heard when it comes to duty, a Veiled Edge will give up their Blade Twin just to get the mission done. So which one are you going to do the deed? And you can choose whether you can play with the first twin you created or the second twin you created. Whichever one you choose, it don't matter because y'all both gonna have the same outcome. So you run while the other twin is trying to fight the Blue Samurai. Blue Samurai packed up the other twin that got distracted, and all you left was with a bullet wound. Now, after everything's all said and done, you like, fuck this. I want to get vengeance on the person who either killed my brother, or I'm trying to find them and everything. Because apparently the last thing that was left of your Blade Twin was a scarf. And you take that scarf, but then the Swordsmith was like, I can't let you leave. I can't. So you have to fight your Swordsmith. You have to fight your adopted parent. And then you leave. You leave and you have to start your own adventure. But your main goal is to find hints to see if your twin is alive. Come to find out, your twin is alive. And your twin is fighting with the colonizers.
Saw that coming.
Your twin is alive and he fought with the colonizers. When he fought the Blade Samurai, your twin lost an arm. Now he has a mechanical arm and when you first fight him, he gonna use that motherfucker. And when you beat your twin, and I do like the fact how, because a lot of people be like, oh man, another protagonist that don't talk. Actually, your character does talk. He may not talk a lot, but there will be random intervals where he talks. You and your Blade Twin talks. That's the thing about it. Because the thing about it is when you get done fighting your twin for the first time, your twin is like, no, you are like, I've been looking everywhere. He said, I've been looking everywhere for you, and this is what we do. And then he was like, you'll figure it out. And he leaves. That's the last thing I did story-wise in the game. But the game is fun. Okay? Now, a lot of people will be like, it's repetitive. It's bullshit. It's repetitive. I'm like, shut your bitch ass up. Okay? A lot of games are repetitive. Okay? Kick Rock. Now, like I said, With Rise of the Ronin, I love that game. I do, like, when I was streaming it yesterday, I literally said I fucking love this game. Like I do. I ain't stream it yesterday. I streamed it Tuesday. I was like, I fucking love this game. I love Rise of the Ronin. That game is fun. Now, what a lot of people got misconstrued, unfortunately, you can't play the entire story with multiplayer. You can only do missions. I would call Rise of the Ronin like a Souls game without the difficulty.
Yeah, it's like it plays like a Souls game, but it's not super hard like a Souls game.
Right, right. It plays like a Souls game, but it's not hard like a Souls game. In all honesty, I'm okay with that. I am completely okay with that. Because I made two of them. I made one where I can do one in my free time, and I made one for streaming. The one I'm doing with my free time, I made a girl, and she got like a kind of pinkish purplish demon eye.
You annoyed her.
I didn't annoy her. She had yellow eye. Gold yellow eye.
That's like on the pathway.
But still, Rise of the Ronin is good. Stop comparing it to Ghost of Tsushima and stop giving it all this unnecessary hate. Please stop it.
And I don't need a mic.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. Like, please stop it. Now I understand people have actual gripes with the game, and that's fine. If it's not to your liking, that's fine. I mean, because everybody like, well, this won't win Game of the Year. I don't give a fuck.
Why y'all care about Game of the Year so goddamn? Y'all care so much about statuses and shit.
Right. But then again, when I say it's a hit dog a holler, that just make y'all sheep. But anywho, I ain't got nothing to say to that. Do you have anything you want to say in regards to this?
I like the game. I'm getting it. I like samurais.
Oh yeah, I love me some samurais too. That's why I got the game.
Hey, we on JoJo. We on JoJo Part 3, which is Japanese fans. Japanese fans are mad at Jujutsu Kaisen for being boring and repetitive. Because Sukuna is out here whooping everybody ass, Miguel bitch ass that came in here. And then it's comedy at this point. Gege and the writers is just playing at this point. Because I'm reading Jujutsu Kaisen and everybody's just getting their ass whooped. Basically how it is, the site, from how they say it's repetitive is, okay, we fight Sukuna. Somebody stronger who has a broken ass curse technique comes in, does like some stuff to Sukuna, and they think they got the upper hand, and then they kill his ass, and then they rinse and repeat. So that's a lot that's happening. And also, y'all brought Miguel, okay? And in the bottom of the, if you don't know who Miguel is, watch the Jujutsu Kaisen Zero movie. You'll find out who Miguel is. But Miguel is a curse user. And he fought Gojo, you know, the black man that Gojo violated and that just beat his ass. Yeah, that guy. And at the bottom of the freaking page, it says the man that stood toe to toe with with Gojo. First of all, we know damn well that didn't happen. So everybody agrees that he's going to get folded. But what is Miguel going to do? Everybody with a hand, what the fuck he going to do? But yeah, man, it's just Jujutsu Kaisen is going in a direction where like people are mad that Sukuna is just pulling out everything, and it just seems like this gonna be one of the mangas where Sukuna is gonna achieve the plan that he wants to achieve, and then freaking Itadori is gonna be last man standing with this motherfucker.
Well, okay, so there's a whole article. Where it says, okay, so the article, AnimeGalaxyOfficial.com. Japanese fans slam Jujutsu Kaisen for being boring and repetitive. Gege Akutami's Jujutsu Kaisen is at the forefront of the modern shonen era. It is undoubtedly the most talked about series in recent times, and half of the credit goes to Studio MAPPA for ensuring that its anime adaptation is up to the mark. However, despite all that, this series is facing heavy backlash for its repetitive nature. Jujutsu Kaisen has entered its final stretch with the ongoing Culling Gang arc, which has supposedly turned out to be the best story arc of the series. So far, it has entertained the fans with lots of enthralling events, including the dynamic showdown between the two strongest sorcerers, Satoru Gojo and Ryomen Sukuna. But as the manga progresses, fans already seem to be tired of the series because it's becoming more and more predictable. With each chapter released, the current story arc has put Sukuna in so many favorable outcomes that many have started asking whether you should call it Jujutsu Kaisen or Sukuna Kaisen. Throughout the arc, Sukuna has emerged victorious with every challenge that came before him, and at this point, it seems he's now become plot armor incarnate. And a Twitter user bravely articulated why many fans had been contemplating from the beginning, triggering a debate among Jujutsu Kaisen fans. The Twitter user wrote, it keeps saying X, I don't feel like saying X, it's Twitter. The Twitter user wrote, I'll tell you why I don't like Jujutsu Kaisen. Sukuna is extremely strong, and he's the final enemy. So it's natural to think that some of the main characters will die. So the team of protagonists must have planned their strategy against King of Curses. But what do we see so far in the arc? Each of them rushes into battle against Sukuna without a second thought and ends up torn to pieces. Even Satoru Gojo, the strongest of them all, ended up split in half for entering the battle without any precaution or any plan. The story is being unnecessarily dragged out, the user bodily concluded. So far, the tweet has gained 10.3 million impressions and 24,000 likes, prompting more reactions and forum comments from fans overseas. In fact, the Japanese social media blog platform Yaron even compiled the critiques voiced by nationwide readers regarding this matter. Create an overpower antagonist, make some good side characters and a useless MC, and kill all the side characters one by one. And there you will have a geek manga, Jujutsu Kaisen. Jujutsu Kaisen is definition of lazy writing manga plus most overhyped manga ever. I did not mean to do that. Most untalented mangaka, Gege. Yeah, y'all heard it. I don't care.
God damn.
Hold on, there's more. A user made a hilarious remark stating Gege Akutami wants to protect Sukuna even if it means ruining the reputation of his work. That's true love. Many enthusiasts feel disappointed with Akutami's writing, with some of them wondering whether the author will take the Demon Slayer route and attack all at once. Sukuna defeating sorcerers one after another has been repeated so many times that fans have even started dropping the manga after getting tired of the cliche storyline. Words of criticism are everywhere, and only time will tell if the series will perish or thrive further with a complete turnaround from here on out. That's it.
Like I said, this is what Sukuna does. Hey, he just whipped out of power. Can I block that? Yeah, you can do whatever you want. All right. It's just
fans literally have came up with the meme, nah, I win. Every single time a new character show up, they would just post and be like, nah, I win.
And they get one good hit. They get one good ass hit that really hurts that motherfucker. It's just like, nah.
If you want my honest opinion, I feel like Sukuna is going, okay, so here's my thing. I normally don't get into theories in regards to mangas, but here's my theory in regards to JJK. Yuji is going to save Megumi. Megumi is going to nut up and shut up, and they're in, and Megumi's going to get freed. I feel like the final battle should be Yuji and Megumi going up against Sukuna.
Yeah, because Sukuna's right, because Megumi got to lock in. He need a pep talk. The Megumi then gave up on itself.
And that's what Yuji is doing. But the thing about it is, I understand why Megumi is like that. Cause he's like, I just killed my teacher.
And every time I'm in every fight I've been in, I lose. Mm-hmm. And he feel, and then Megumi puts a lot of
pressure expectation on himself.
Yeah, he feel like he should be stronger. He feel like he should be, you know, he as knowledgeable as he is, as skilled as he is. He feels like I shouldn't be losing all these fights, and I shouldn't be like all these strong ass motherfuckers coming out of nowhere and beating my ass. And then I do get stronger. But then it's like, damn, then I got to keep seeing my familiars die. So it's like, especially that rat, hey, that rabbit tried to kick Toji, go with it. Rest in peace. But man, I'm still mad that you killing everybody, yo.
But the thing about it is, I don't feel like folks like Maki and Yuta are dead. I don't feel like they're dead. I feel like they out of action, but I don't feel like they dead. And Choso was fine.
Yeah, because, you know, Choso got, you know, he got impaled, but Other than that, like, I don't think he's dead. Like, I feel like a lot. And then even every time somebody goes down, Hui Hui, I hate that. I hate. Every time he comes in, he grabs them and takes them back to homegirl to like keep them alive. And then Sukuna saw that, and he's like, "Hey, stop that! Like, I've been seeing you doing that. You stop that." And he tried to attack.
I wonder what
So,
happens if Mei Mei show
but
up.
other than.
Because you don't touch her brother now.
Yeah.
You don't touch Mei Mei brother.
Oh yeah. She. Ooh, shit. That big ass axe is coming for your neck. But yeah, man. It just seems. It just. Okay.
The fact that you are pissing off your demographic is what's getting
Yeah.
me.
Like this is different. Like I ain't never. Like I know it's probably happened before. But probably like lesser, kind of like less like famous, but like not as famous as JJK, other anime and manga.
Like moderately
But
famous.
yeah, but it's like, damn, it's like, I'm gonna make a comparison. All right, so Sukuna is kind of like how Aizen was, but how Aizen was whooping everybody ass, and no matter what anybody did, he was whooping their ass. But at the same time, Ichigo lost to him twice, yeah. But then Ichigo still beat him in the end, and then they still found a way to get over him. But other than but like Sukuna is Aizen, but like times 1,000, because it's like no matter what they do, he has like just this.
He has some type of counter.
Yeah, he has some type of counter
But
for it, because
here's
it.
the thing, though, with Aizen and why it makes more sense with Aizen is because Aizen has been around them.
Yeah.
He's seen what they can do. Sukuna
Yeah.
just getting introduced to each and every person. Like, who is you? Who is you? Who is you? Oh, you can
He's
do
a
this? Well, I can Black Flash you. Like, what is happening?
quick side note, Black Flash is the Rasengan of Jujutsu Kaisen. But I just feel like I mean, but yeah, but think about it is we're kind of supposed to have a villain like that, that kind of just comes in and just whoops everybody ass. But those other villains kind of have an excuse for why how strong they fucking are. I mean, Sukuna. I'm gonna circle back to him real quick. But when Aizen was here, Aizen was like, "Yeah, he fooled everybody into thinking what his power was." He been around, like you said, he been around everybody. He'd have been like, we don't know, like he'd have been around everybody. He'd have seen everybody's powers. He'd have fought with everybody. He'd have fought and stuff with everybody and stuff like that. So he know everybody's stuff to a T. Plus, he's keeping track of everything.
Yes.
So it's like, and then shit, Madara. When Madara came back, he whooped everybody
That's
for a
because,
long time.
right.
But then he was highly amped when he came back to life. But at the same time, it makes sense because Madara is like, it's Madara. He's a very skilled ninja. So it's like, very skilled and powerful ninja. The only one that could really do something to him at the time was freaking Hashirama.
Hashirama.
Yeah, so it was like, so with Madara and Aizen, it sort of makes sense. But when with Sukuna, we understand that yes, he's the king of curses. Yeah, when he had all his fingers and shit, what thousands of years ago, he was getting beat. He was getting beat. He probably was doing this same shit thousands of years ago. But they still sealed his ass though. They still beat him. It just I feel like the way they beat Sukuna back then, the same way they're gonna beat him now.
They're gonna seal him. They're not gonna kill him.
Yeah, they don't like how they made his face, how they just put his fingers all over the world and shit. I feel like they're probably gonna do that again. I don't know, cause it just seems like when it comes down to Sukuna, it's just like when he's fully powered like that, you can't kill him. Cause then think about, and also people over here, we was like, why didn't y'all got all these strong ass people. Why didn't y'all just jump him? Because if Gojo went in there and freaking all these other and Gojo and Yuta and all these other strong motherfuckers they bringing in from all across the world, technically, because Miguel was in fucking Africa. So it was like, y'all brought all these other people in. Why didn't y'all just freak with these overpowered curse techniques? Why didn't y'all just jump this dude? And that fight could have been awesome. He could have been kind of sort of whooping their ass for a while, but and they eventually beat him and stuff. Cause it probably won't last that long. Some people gonna die. You know, that's a given. But you done shown us that from the beginning that niggas gonna die in JJK. And we kind of numb to it to a degree because of AOT. But
AOT, any AOT, Gurren Lagann, Code Geass, like, come on,
yeah,
man.
but think about it, it's like we all know that folks gonna die, and we cool with that. But same because it's fucking Sukuna, y'all done hyped him up this much, so it's like you made him out to be the main, you were making him out to be the main villain because damn homeboy gone, you just took him out.
We don't even know if Kenjaku's dead, because Kenjaku said some shit that could easily shake the foundation of JJK.
Yeah, because Kenjaku did say that somebody's going to inherit his will, but he most likely was talking about Sukuna. Unless they kill Sukuna and then Kenjaku takes his body out of nowhere.
Bro, if that happens, I'm dropping the manga.
Yeah,
If Kenjaku takes Sukuna's body, I'm dropping the manga. Cause no, hell no. And the reason why I say that is because it's just another Kagura taking over Madara's shit. Don't do that.
which wasn't even
Please.
planned.
Don't do that.
Because
No.
he wanted Kaguya to come in, but he couldn't think of a way to do it. So he's just like, hey, I'm gonna have him come bust out this nigga body. But it was like,
Don't do that. I'm
don't know.
begging you. Please don't do that. Do not. I swear to God. Like, everything good. Yuji and Megumi looking at each other. We did it. Fist bump. R.I.P.
And it's just
Gojo.
a little brain coming in the man. No.
I'm dropping. I don't give a. Bruh, I will make a whole PSA on TikTok, YouTube, everything. I'm done with JJK if that happens.
Or they could hint that it happens, and then somebody comes in and just go, nope.
Yeah,
Put that nigga, put his
right.
ass in a jar.
Exactly. Do something, because this is the hell.
But yeah, man. But yeah, man, it's just getting to a point to where it's just getting to a point where it's just repetitive. It is repetitive because this is like, why did you enter? Like, I'm mad at, like, as mad as y'all was about Gojo, that's how mad I am about Yuta. Because I feel like you cut my boy in half. You ate him and had to have homegirl pick him up and carry him off. He supposed to be second to Gojo. This is Gojo's cousin down the line. Y'all fucking it up.
I will say this though. His domain expansion was dope. His domain expansion was
Yes.
clean. I loved it. His
Like
domain expansion was like from Unlimited Blade Works. I love it.
your domain literally lets you use anybody's curse technique. You basically would do it, and then what fucked me up even more was the fact that, oh shit, Sukuna got four arms and another mouth. Oh, hey, guess what? I could do more chants and more hand signs now because I got 2 miles and an extra set of hands. God damn it. But hey man, Japanese fans, we feel y'all pain. Cause it didn't even take, cause like we're gonna go back to Aizen. Yes, that man was getting power up after power up after power up. Even in his freaking chrysalis
But at
form
least
he was in.
at least with Aizen, it made sense.
Yeah.
Because remember, Aizen has been going after this for years.
Thousands of years.
Thousands of years, and he finally gets the payoff. Like real talk. Yes, Aizen is my favorite villain, and the thing about it is, at least with Aizen's villainy, it made sense. Now, no, we don't know Aizen's goal, and Kubo intended to do that. He was like, you're not supposed to know him, just know that this guy's evil. Whether you like him or not, that's up to you. I was like, okay, fuck it.
Yeah, like he wanted to become the Soul King. That's basically how it was portrayed. Like, I want to be the Soul King.
Yeah.
I don't want to be tethered down by that thing. 'Cause he called the Soul King a thing. He kind of wanted to do what freaking Yuha wants to do. So, even Yuha, U-Haul, I hate that man. I hate him. I hate U-Haul. He's a great villain. I mean, if you hate a villain, if you hate a villain with that, you've done a good job of making a good villain, right?
That's
But
fair.
think about it is, I hate U-Haul. He's a great villain though. But this motherfucker done did some real treacherous shit. And he's doing the same shit. He basically sort of doing the same shit Eisen was doing. But just to a greater scale.
I'm so fucking crazy. Thanks,
Cause he done killed. Cause ain't no Soul Reapers left. No basic Soul Reapers. Foot soldier Soul Reapers. Like, god damn. But Sukuna, man, it makes sense with Madara. It makes sense with Yuha. It makes sense with Aizen. It makes sense for other, other kind of villains out there. It makes sense for fucking who's the main villain of Demon Slayer? Muzan.
Muzan.
It makes sense for Muzan,
I
even though
like
he's
how
a.
you asked me, like I knew off route.
I mean, I'm just saying, but like, even though Muzan's kind of like a crybaby, but
Ain't this by the bitch?
at first he was. Ha! But no sponsor. But Sukuna just pulling shit out his ass. The other dudes kind of earned their stuff, at least at some point.
Cause here's my thing. I'm sorry.
Wait.
Cause here's my thing. So, first of all, I commend you for keeping Sukuna villainous, because I did not want this Naruto Kurama bullshit happening all over again. I ain't want that.
Talking no jutsu.
Yeah. Not even just talking no jutsu. More in the lines of Kurama was like, I was never evil. I was Madara. So. And people
Hey,
piss me off and things of that
yeah,
nature. But
he made me hate humans.
right now, as far as Sukuna, that was the main thing I would give Gage. I'm like, I'm glad you kept them villain. But if you want my honest opinion, I feel like the better villain with the better motive was Kenjaku.
Yeah.
Not to mention, I hated Kenjaku more than I hated Sukuna.
Yeah, you took ghetto.
Yeah, you exactly. Look, Ghetto. But yeah, I hated Kenjaku more than I hated Sukuna. And the thing about it is, and who knows? Maybe this is Gage's way of saying, "Oh, I want you to hate this man. Hate this man so much." And as soon as I see the fact that y'all hate this man so much, then I'll get rid of him.
Yeah.
Like, look, man, we don't know what's going on in the minds of Mr. Gage, because the last time we seen a public thing about this man, he was in a Mekamaru suit. We don't even know what this man looked like.
You killed Makamaru. The fuck? That was my first favorite character.
So, that's the thing. So, yeah, it's the thing about it. Who knows? Like I said, maybe this is way of saying, y'all hate this man so much, he getting rid of y'all favorites. He crippling y'all favorites. Hate this man
Destroying the planet.
because for a while everybody was loving Sukuna, but for the wrong reason. We all know why they love. But
Nasty
still,
buzzards.
but still, moving on to what I'm saying. Maybe this is Gage's way of saying hate this man. Hate this man, and when I finally see the peak of hate, I'll get rid of him. Think about it. Like, when as soon as I see as much peak of hate, like, y'all give this manga as much hate as y'all can. Y'all tired of looking at his four-armed, four-eyed, two-mouth ass. Y'all sick of it.
I want
So,
y'all
yeah, I want y'all to give it as much hate as you want.
I
And
want y'all to hate
then,
him as much as I hate Gojo.
right,
You
and
hated your own
then
character.
a lot of people are like that. Believe it or
Yeah.
not, but a lot of artists are like that. But yeah, it's like what I said in regards to whole situation. Look, here's my, and you know what? Here's the thing. We all know Sukuna is gonna lose, and maybe that's the reason why people are still reading. They want to see how exactly are they gonna get rid of a dude this damn powerful, because the power of
Right.
friendship ain't working here.
Yeah, you're right. But at the same time, you're still gonna have those people who are gonna be like, look, I don't look, I'm gonna drop it anyway. I know they're gonna win, but I don't care how they win because it's taking too damn long. When he do win, when all this is over, then I'll go back and read it.
I feel that, because the thing about it is, that's how I felt for a couple of mangas myself. But overall, once again, the fact that we are surprised that it's pissing off the people who it's targeted to, which is Japanese fans. Y'all are pissed. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, we feel you. But yeah, but I get it, though. I get it. Who knows? This is, like I said, this is you building hate for this character. I'm getting rid of all y'all favorites. Can't stand them. Can't get hate them. But I see that hate peak, then I.
The thing about it is, it's always the villains that, like, that are like charismatic.
Yeah, charismatic. And stuff.
And they not, and they like, they like, they could, if they were good guys, they'd be like a powerful dude, but it'd be like a nice guy at the same time.
But that's
like,
that's what makes a villain a good villain. You have to, you have to have that charismatic attitude, because you have to be persuasive.
Yeah.
Every villain we just named had loyal followers. Muzan, Sukuna, Madara, Aizen. They all had loyal followers. Because they were charismatic.
And they gave them something.
Right. Like I said, because they were charismatic. It was either they were overwhelmingly powerful or they were very charismatic and very persuasive. So, yeah, with that being said, KK do better.
He just sitting here watching him like, yeah, y'all hate it, huh? Y'all hate that motherfucker, huh? I done made enough money off y'all. Shit. I don't, who cares if I get a little hate and whatever. Keep hating him. Yeah. He's sitting in his room, it's dark, and he was looking at TV, he pushed his glasses up, like, all right. Yeah. This is how I hate Gojo, bitch. Woo! But hey, y'all, anything else? We got anything else? Y'all let us know how y'all feel down there in the star section below. We're gonna move on to our last topic for tonight, which is JoJo Part 4, the Spider-Man short film. Well, did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it. I sent it to you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I can say, yeah, I watched it too.
Here's the thing.
It was nice.
Yeah, it was nice. Not to mention, it's canon because Sony made it.
Mm-hmm. It's on their actual. Like,
yep.
I have and also I'm gonna go into my little, comic book bag right now. Real small shit, but the way Miles was feeling, that was his powers reacting to it. A lot of times with Spider-Man characters or like Spider-People characters, people who are basically like other versions of Spider-Man, stuff like that, when they are stressed out and stuff, they powers can go kind of haywire. So that whole psychedelic, him seeing the spider, him seeing like a shadow version of himself, and he couldn't do nothing to it. He tried to punch it, couldn't do nothing to him. Like, that is his like stress and everything, like fucking with his powers, So it's like that's happened to Peter. It's happened to Gwen. It's happened to like other spider people that we've seen, but it's happened to other spider people when their powers start, like when they're real, real stressed out or depressed or whatever, sometimes their powers can go away. Like that also kind of happened with Peter. Peter, when he lost confidence in himself, his power, he completely lost his powers. He couldn't shoot webs. He lost his super strength. He lost his ability to stick on the walls. Like, he lost a lot of his powers. So, but once he got that confidence back, his powers did come back and he got stronger. And this is also off the cuff of him, after the whole man spider thing happened, where he mutated more and turned into like a giant man spider monster and stuff. He got cured, stuff like that. And but yeah, this is kind of like something normal when it comes down to Spider-Man, characters. But yeah, I liked it. I thought it was gonna be a little bit longer. It said short film. Usually short films is like maybe 10, 15 minutes.
It's like 7 minutes and 15 seconds,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah. Not including credits, it's like 6 minutes or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I liked it too, and I did like the fact that it tackled on to something very seriously, which is, believe it or not, yeah, it was stress. And And the thing about it is, somebody actually, it made something hit home for us. That was like, to think that the second part of Across the Spider-Verse was supposed to be released around this time, which is crazy.
Yeah, it was. It got delayed. I don't know. I forgot the reason why. But yeah, it was supposed to be coming out like around this time.
Did it have something to do with like the writer strike too, as well?
I think so. I think it did have something to do with writer strike.
Yeah, like
a lot of shit. A lot of Marvel stuff got pushed back, and a lot of stuff got canceled forever. Like, we would have gotten Blade and stuff around this time, and Captain America: New World Order. But Blade's been in development hell for like a few years, and some other stuff has also been development hell because of the writer striking, because they just can't make a decision on some shit. But yeah, man, I did like it. I like this a lot. I feel like Miles was literally looking at his fucking sleep paralysis demon.
That's why yeah. I'm thinking too. Cause when I watch, I'm like, damn, Miles, you got sleep paralysis?
Yeah. And we've dealt with sleep paralysis. That's, well, me, have you ever, like, my sleep, if I have sleep paralysis, I don't really see like a shadowy figure. I just see like little, you know how Kingdom Hearts, how Heartless look, how the little Heartless, but it's like a ball, but it's like little eyes in it.
Mm-hmm.
When I have sleep paralysis, I haven't had it in a long time. But when I used to have it, I used to see like them just like floating around my room. Because sleep paralysis is like your brain is awake, but your body isn't. Because you know they say that your body and your brain kind of work like differently. And they say like your stomach is like where your metaphorical second brain is, because your body, because how you know how you can get cut and then you don't feel no pain because you haven't seen the cut yet, because your body hasn't told your brain that, hey, I got cut.
Mm-hmm.
And then so when you look at that cut, you get surprised and your brain is like, oh shit, we got cut. Send pain there. And then that's when you start to actually feel like the pain, because your brain has realized that, oh shit, we have a cut. It's supposed to be pain over here. So same thing with like a broken leg or whatever. Like you don't know that you broke it because your brain doesn't realize that you had it. So sleep paralysis is like, yeah, we're moving, we're awake. You could be wide the fuck awake, but then your whole body is like frozen, it's like stiff. And you have to force yourself like out of it. Like it's your body, it's your brain punching your body in the face, saying, hey, move. So yeah, like sleep paralysis, it can be very, very scary, because it's also sometimes you feel like you can't breathe. Sometimes you feel like sometimes it feels like, for how people talk about it, they talk about how like it feels like something is sitting on their chest, like a whole nother body is like sitting on your chest.
Mm.
Or like some people have it on their back. Some people have it when laying on their stomach. Some people have it when they fall asleep sitting up and whatever. So it's like, yeah, sleep paralysis, it's very scary when you experience it. It can happen a lot too for some people. It used to happen a lot to me. And that's when people start seeing things. When they start seeing stuff, that's like their brain, like you're awake, but you're not completely awake. So your brain is in that loopy kind of feeling when you hallucinate.
Mm.
But yeah, man. Short film was dope. It's him. I think, yeah, this most likely happens before Into the Spider-Verse and all that stuff. You see how Miles was dealing with the stress of being a superhero, being a Spider-Man. He's basically dealing with what Peter had to go through.
Failing grades, sleeping in class, exhausted all the time.
Lying to people. Like, he's getting to that point where it's just like, before, this is like Miles before everybody finds, like his family stuff finds out that he's Spider-Man. So he has to, like, that's one of the things about being a superhero. You know, you can't, like, can't tell nobody.
You can't let everybody know.
Yeah, then everybody knows, and then, you know, villains start coming after your family and stuff like that. You know, it's a lot.
The thing about me is, I feel like that version of Miles, I feel like he can tell his parents and he would be okay. Even though his dad didn't really, don't really like Spider-Man like that, but he was like, my son's Spider-Man, things of that nature. And I'm sure his dad would support him.
Yeah, like how Virgil, like how Virgil's dad was when he told him that he started shot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was like, yeah, my son, I ain't telling nobody, I got you. But, man, he'd walk past his son, hug him and shit. So I was like, hey, keep up the good work out there.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, his son's like, my dad's so being so nice to you. It's just like, I don't know. But yeah, man, I feel like there are some superheroes. Only this is one of the reasons why I wouldn't want to be a superhero.
The thing about me is this. Remember, anti-hero in this motherfucker. If I'm a superhero, or if I'm like, you know, a good guy, I'm fighting some type of justice, I'm only letting the important people know. I'm letting the woman who I love know. I'm letting my best friend know. And I think I'll let somebody, and I think I'll let my family know, kind of. But overall, my best friend and the lady that I love are going to know that I am a superhero. I have some type of ability. Because the thing about it is with Miles, Genki, it don't matter what universe you're in, Genki knows he's Spider-Man. Even in that verse, Genki knows he's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So yeah. Like that's
kind of weird though. It's kind of weird though, because that version of Genki, they ain't really best friends like that.
No, they're just
roommates. They're just roommates.
Yeah, but he did say that him and Genki became friends at the end of the first one. Because, you know, he swing, they fist bumped each other.
Yeah, that was dope.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man. Short Fan was dope. I like the symbolism. I like the animation. I like the, it was just a whole, like, just whole, like, nightmare kind of trip he was having. Like, it was based like a psychiatric, he was having an episode. And, he was having a whole episode. And I'm just like, damn, this shit turned into a spider. And I was like, oh, shit, what the fuck? I was like, oh, my God. But yeah, man, I don't think, it was dope, but I don't think I could be a superhero. Only way I would probably be a superhero if I'm in like the same position as like Captain America, where it's like,
well, you're a symbol,
kind of that, but also it's like Cap don't got nobody that they can kill. Like Cap don't got nobody that his villains will go after like that, unless it's like another superhero. But other than that, like, I just feel like I'd rather be a superhero that's like part of some kind of like organization.
Like Avengers, X-Men, things
like that. Like I wouldn't be no X-Men. I'm with the Brotherhood all the way. I'm Team Magneto. But
he Malcolm X in this bitch.
Yeah, because like, bro, I'm black and a mutant. Come on, dog. I'll be part of SHIELD. I'll be part of SWORD. Like, you know, like something with some backing. You know, probably something I can get paid for. You know, while also still being like a good guy. You know, so. But as far as like being on the Superman, I'm not Superman. Hell no. As far as I'm being on like the Spider-Man, no street level superhero thing where it's just me out here. Nah.
Mm. Well, I mean, because like what I said, if I was a superhero, it really didn't matter. If I had the abilities and the capabilities to protect people, that depends on who you are.
Plus, for me to become a superhero, I would have to be forced into it. You got to like Ichigo Kurosaki my ass. Like, just like if I was in My Hero, I wouldn't want to be a hero. I'd just be using my damn powers to help my, like, make my life better, make my life just a little bit more fucking convenient.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Because especially if you're in the damn Invincible universe, hell no. Niggas die in invincible in horrible, horrible ways. But yeah, y'all. Let us know what you thought about the short film. And also let us know, would you be a superhero or not? Or a supervillain or anti-hero? Or if you don't want to be shit and you just want to use your powers to your advantage, you know, just to make your life better, your job better, help you with your kids, all kind of shit. Like what would you use your powers for? But yeah, man. But yeah, man, we got anything else to say before we get up out of here?
No, but y'all already know what I'm about to say. Another podcast done, another Realm Broken. Thank y'all so much for joining us once again for another episode of the Realm Breakers podcast. We are one more episode away before we get to the season finale. And y'all know normally when we do the season finale, we would go live and do the podcast and things of that nature for the season finale. So once episode 20 hits, we're going to be gone for a month. Well, we're going to stop doing the podcast for a month. That don't mean we ain't going to stop making content.
Yeah, you're going to get all the shit.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That doesn't mean we're going to stop making content. It just means we're giving the podcast a break, and we're going to come back with a lot more things for y'all in regards to the podcast, whether it be better topics, more guests, more segments. So, with that being said, as always, thank y'all for joining us. Like, comment, share, subscribe on YouTube if we gonna be on YouTube. If not, follow us on the Spotify for Podcasters link in the description. Follow us on every other place or where you listen to your podcast and your music, such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, the works. I don't know if we on SoundCloud, but anywho, y'all. And catch you guys later. And as always, we are Ram Breakers, so remember to keep breaking all the rims.
Fucking the multiverse up.
And we will catch you guys in the next one, and we out. Peace.